Good afternoon. Please come on in and take a seat. Now, there's no need for you to be apprehensive or nervous. I understand this is your first time seeing a sex therapist, and I appreciate your trepidation, but please feel free to be at ease. Now, looking over your file, I believe I've gotten to the nature of your problem, if you will. The diagnosis really is just that you seem to lack the skills to properly manually manipulate your penis. Again, do not be embarrassed. This is a lot more common than you think. So today, what I'm going to prescribe for you is an actual session in which I'm going to take you step by step through the process of manipulating your penis for the purposes of ejaculation. I think that once we have this session, maybe another one, you'll find that you are easily able to obtain, maintain an erection, and you won't suffer from premature ejaculation anymore or any of the other issues that you have brought up. So we're going to go ahead and begin. Go ahead and move on over to the couch over there. Good. Now, the first step is I would like you to unbutton your pants. And that's all. We're going to take this step by step, very slowly, very methodically, thus making you a lot less nervous and showing you the proper techniques. Good. Now, go ahead and pull down your zipper. Good job. Now, what I need you to do is reach your hand in the front of your pants and gently stroke your flaccid penis up and down. Just a little. Do not go too fast or too slow. Just get your penis used to your hand touching it. Very good. Very good. Now, I want you to go ahead and lift up just a little bit and slide your pants down so that they're around your ankles. I know. Typically, this is something that might be seen as like a position of embarrassment or, the proverbial getting caught with your pants down. However, I want your pants to be around your ankles in order for you to be able to manipulate your penis freely. You're not going to be constricted by your pants, but yet you have the comfort of knowing that they are right there around your ankles. Good. Now, I want you to stroke your cock, excuse me, your penis, a little bit more over your underpants. Very good. Now, you should notice that the blood is starting to accumulate in your erectile tissue. Is this occurring? Good. Very good. Very good. So, what you need to do is continue to stroke it on the outside of your underwear. And now, what we're going to do is tap into some of your fantasies, some things that will help this process move along. So, what I need you to do is tell me what are your fantasies? What turns you on the most? What gives you the quickest erection? And when you are masturbating, what helps you to orgasm and ejaculate quickly? I see. Now, can you define what exactly a bimbo is? All right. So, essentially, what you're looking for is some sort of airheaded young lady who giggles a lot. Is this what I'm hearing? All right. I think we can work with that. That is not outside the realm of my experience. I have been known on occasion to giggle. So perhaps this is something that I can help you out with. So why don't you go ahead and slide your underpants off as well? Good, good. And I can see that your cock has started to harden. Very nice. Now take it in your hand again. And I want you to just take a couple of deep breaths. And I will do my very best to slip into bimbo mode, as you called it. And we'll try to help you out a little bit. So, this bimbo that you wanted to hear, does she say things like, "Oh my God, that's so super cool"? Yeah, good. Is that what you like, dumb ed airheaded girls? Very good. Well, you still need to be a good boy and keep stroking your cock. Yeah, just like that. So good. Yeah, it's getting really, really hard, isn't it? Stroke it for me. Oh. Looks so good. Good enough to lick. Oh, I see you're stroking it faster and harder now. Slow down just a little bit. Slowly, slowly. It's too good a job to rush. Oh, yeah. Now. Oh, maybe I should help you out a little bit. I'm just going to slowly unbutton my shirt. One button at a time. And let you get just a peek at my cleavage. Do you like that? You like looking at my boobs? Good. I like looking at them too. Watch, I can make them bounce. Do you like when I make them bounce? I bet you do. Yeah, you keep stroking your cock, and I will just stand here and bounce my boobs for you. You know what would be even better? Oh, well. Now, I do have to stay professional. But maybe I'll just slip my shirt off. Now, do you like my bra? It's kind of pink and frilly. Yeah. Is it pretty? I really like to wear pretty bras. I think they make my big boobs look much better. Oh, yeah. Now, I want you to switch hands. I know, that seems so unusual, doesn't it? But use your left hand to stroke your cock now. Yeah. Feels a little different, doesn't it? Yeah, changing it up in the middle of things is good. I like change. yeah. That's good. Keep stroking it. Now, I have this pretty pink bra on with all the little lace and stuff, and it's really super pretty, but do you want me to take it off? I bet you do. Well, can I tell you a secret? I kind of would think it was really super hot if you undid the clasps for me. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just gonna kneel down right here and turn around and pull my hair up so it doesn't get in your way. And you're gonna have to take your hand off your cock for just a second. Oh, thank you. Oh, you did that so well. Oh, what? You needed a reward for doing that. Well, there you go. A little kiss right on your penis. I know that doesn't really quite fit into the normal prescription for your problems, but I like you, so I'm gonna break some rules. So now that my parody pink bra is on the floor, well, now what should we do? Yeah, you switch back to your dominant hand. Oh, your dominant hand. Oh, I like how that sounds. Yeah. You use use your dominant hand to stroke your cock now. Look at it being so dominant. Yeah. And stroke it nice and fast and make sure you're going all the way up to the tip and all the way down to the base. Yeah. Oh, just a little faster. And now I'm just standing here in my little skirt and with my boobs hanging out. Oh, yeah. Will it help your process if I squeeze them a little bit? Yeah. And what if I dance a little bit? Yeah. I'm pretty good. I can dance. Yeah. Oh. Well, I want to break some more rules. Yeah, I'm feeling kind of naughty. So, I'm gonna take my big soft tits. Oh, you like when I say tits, don't you? You want me to talk about my tits some more and how soft they are? You like my tits. Well, I'm gonna take them and I'm gonna wrap them around your cock. Oh, just like that. That feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, and I'm gonna rub them up and down. Yeah. Do you like how I pinch my nipples while I'm doing this? Yeah, I am like super kinky. Yeah. Yeah, thrust your hips up just a little. Good. Very good. Oh, yeah. Now, did I tell you that I'm wearing a pretty pink thong that matched my pretty pink bra? Do you want to see it? You do, but you don't want to stop fucking my tits? Well, oh, just a couple more. Yeah. Good boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I like to do when a guy's fucking my tits like this? I like to lick the tip of his cock as it peeks out. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna stand up now because I want to show you my pretty thong. So I'm just gonna slide my skirt up and bend over. Do you like it? Yeah, there's not really much to it. As a matter of fact, let me just get out of it. Yeah, we can just put it over there. It's whatevs. Well, and now here I am in a skirt with no panties and no bra. And I have some man sitting here with a big, thick, hard cock. Huh. What is a girl to do? Well, how about I come over there and slide, oh yeah, down over your cock. And I'm just grind on you. Yeah. Check us out. Everyone in the club is looking at us. Yeah, I'm just grinding on you. Oh, faster. Yeah. I'm gripping you so tight. Oh, yeah. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah. Oh, you want me to bounce a little? Yeah, you want me to bounce on your big cock? Do you like that? My big titties bouncing in your face? Yeah. Now, as much as I'm enjoying this, I do have to remember that we're here for a reason, and that reason is to make you come. And so, oh, Regretfully, I'm gonna get off your cock. And I'm gonna kneel right here in front of you. And I want you to stroke your cock nice and fast. Yeah, make sure you're gripping it with your whole hand. Oh, that's my good boy. Yeah, faster, faster. And now I'm gonna count down. And when I hit one, you're gonna come for me. You're gonna shoot your hot cum all over my big bouncy titties. Yeah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, faster, 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 faster. 4, 3, 2, 1, come. Oh, yeah. You shoot that hot load all over my big titties. Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah. Oh, it looks so good, doesn't it? Well, it looks to me like your problem has been solved, so I need to get cleaned up and back into my clothes. So, if you could just go ahead and get dressed. I'm just going to make a couple of notes and then go ahead and schedule another appointment with my secretary. I think that while this session was very, very productive, obviously, I think we're going to need to do it again. I think you're going to need repeated treatments. So, yes, just go ahead and step out into the lobby, speak to my secretary, go ahead and make a reoccurring appointment twice, 3 times a week. Fantastic. So I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow, same time. All right, very good. Thanks for a great session today. I think we really had a breakthrough. All right, have a good day.